Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, as we make our way towards 11 o'clock. And right now it's time for our Meet the Medical Experts segment, brought to you by the Jupiter Medical Center, a not-for-profit regional medical center providing a broad range of services with specialty concentrations in orthopedics, robotic surgery, emergency services, cardiac services, cancer care, and advanced diagnostics. Jupiter Medical Center is the recipient of the HealthGrades America's 50 Best Award the past 2 years in a row, and the Distinguished Hospital Clinical Excellence Award the past 9 years in a row. For more information, call 561-263-2234 or visit jupitermed.com. And we're very pleased to be joined on the line right now by Dr. David Fishman, DPM, Doctor of Podiatric Medicine. Dr. Fishman is board certified in podiatry by the American Board of Podiatric Surgery. He is on staff at the Jupiter Medical Center. Good morning to you, Dr. Fishman.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. And we as golfers realize that our feet certainly take a beating on the golf course. The golf swing is not necessarily a natural movement, and it puts a lot of stress on the body, specifically on the feet. What do we need to know about caring for our feet, I guess, in everyday life and then also during athletic endeavors like the game of golf?
Well, people have to be aware of things like stretching and preparing their bodies and lower extremities for a sport like golf. But for golf in particular, proper fitting shoes, proper fitting socks, being aware of blisters that appear, corns, calluses. Any pain in your foot shouldn't be there, so it has to be dealt with. We see a lot of problems with plantar fasciitis and heel spurs. The aging population sees it more, and fortunately down here we go longer. So we want to keep everybody healthy and swinging and playing for as long as we can.
You mentioned two common foot problems there, plantar fasciitis as well as heel spurs. Can you talk a little bit more specifically about both of those situations, and then how do they come about, and then how perhaps can we try to prevent that?
Well, essentially, they're the same thing. Plantar fasciitis is an inflammation of the fascia, the muscle in the bottom of the foot, which over time can produce a heel spur. The most efficient and direct way to prevent it is proper fitting shoes, and if the foot is a flattening foot type, an orthotic is the most appropriate treatment. We mold the foot and have a custom molded orthotic. You know, people can do have tried the Dr. Scholl's and different types of over-the-counter products, but there's nothing like a good custom-made orthotic, which is preventative and stops the abnormal pressures in the foot as you go through your golf swing and prevents the flattening of the arch, which prevents the pull of the fascia, which prevents the inflammation.
Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. It's our Meet the Medical Experts segment, brought to you by the Jupiter Medical Center, and we're joined by Dr. David Fishman, Doctor of Podiatric Medicine, board certified in podiatry by the American Board of Podiatric Surgery, and he is on staff at the Jupiter Medical Center. So, Dr. Fishman, how do I know if my foot is abnormally shaped and in need of an orthotic?
Well, pain is the most important thing. Anytime that there's pain, you know, there's all different norms. There's high arched feet, there's flat feet, and each can have pain for different reasons. Pain is the inciting factor to make sure that you deal with it. If you have a pain-free foot and a pain-free swing, we'll never meet you. But if you're in pain, that's what we're here for.
What about stress fractures in the feet? I've actually had a situation a few years ago myself personally with stress fractures. How do those come about, and how can we go about avoiding those?
Stress fractures, again, have to do with the structure and function of your foot. And normally, when we're born, all of our metatarsals sit on the same plane. And one, people say a fallen metatarsal, that's essentially what it is. It takes up more pressure than a normal metatarsal. And over time, it will fracture to try and seek its level, to try and be at the same place where the others are. In general, they heal themselves, but they occasionally need an orthotic because we're, again, trying to realign and balance the pressures on the foot.
Interesting stuff. Dr. David Fishman is our guest. Russ Evans with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. It's our Meet the Medical Experts segment brought to you by the Jupiter Medical Center, a not-for-profit regional medical center providing a broad range of services with specialty concentrations in orthopedics, robotic surgery, emergency services, cardiac services, cancer care, and advanced diagnostics. Jupiter Medical Center is the recipient of the HealthGrades America's 50 Best Award the past 2 years in a row, and the Distinguished Hospital Clinical Excellence Award the past 9 years in a row. For more information, call 561-263-2234 or visit www.jupitermed.com. So, Dr. Fishman, let's say our listeners are having problems with their feet. I'd imagine they'd want to consult a physician. But in the event that the pain cannot be remedied by orthotics, is surgery sometimes necessary to alleviate the problem?
Absolutely. In certain instances, I've had patients with bunions that are so large that they can't physically wear a golf shoe. I've had patients with hammer toes that rub actually down to bone. In those cases, to keep you playing, we can address them surgically. Anything that's painful, we always try the most conservative treatment, and if that fails to alleviate the patient's problem, then we go on to surgical methods, orthopedic methods, although a lot of times we can just address it by changing the shoe. There's many wider toe shoe options that are available. I even play golf with a guy that wears a golf sandal that's got spikes on it.
It's good information for sure. Dr. Fishman, for listeners that are having some mild to potentially moderate foot pain, what would you recommend?
Well, the most important thing is other physiological problems that the patient may have. We deal with a lot of elderly patients, and they still want to play, but they may have diabetes or vascular disease or other compromising factors. And pain, it can be the first indication of a more serious problem. So depending on your physiologic condition, a mild pain may be something more for you than it would be for the 20-year-old golfer that's got a blister. So anything that's abnormal, anything that's painful should be treated. Mild pain, you may start with an Aleve or an Advil, ice, you know, icy hot, but if it gets more severe or lasts for a couple of weeks or certainly prevents you from going out and playing, then you have to do something.
It's good information for sure. Of course, it's our Meet the Medical Experts segment brought to you by the Jupiter Medical Center. For more information, you can call 561-263-2234 or visit www.jupitermed.com. And our guest has been Dr. David Fishman, a doctor of podiatric medicine. He is board certified in podiatry by the American Board of Podiatric Surgery, obtained his DPM from the New York College of Podiatric Surgery, and completed a residency in foot and ankle surgery at the University of Maryland. He is on staff at the Jupiter Medical Center. Dr. Fishman, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.